I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Last week in Charlotte, North Carolina, was Operation Rescue National, also known as Operation Save America, led by the Reverend Flip Benham. And in Durango, Colorado, there are pro-lifers, the organizers of the Amendment 62 Personhood Campaign, are protesting in Durango, 6 hours from Denver, along with a large group of local pro-lifers. They're protesting at a Catholic hospital because that hospital extends privileges to an admitted abortionist who commits abortions on a regular basis, unrepentant, and they're asking the local Catholic authorities to move against this abortionist so that he cannot operate at the Catholic hospital in Durango. There's a lot going on. Friday night, August 6th, downtown Denver, we'll have a great time at Church in the City. There will be a major prayer event for Amendment 62. The senior pastor at Church in the City will be there. Pastor Walter Hoy from California will be there. Lord willing, I'll be there. It's on my schedule to be there. We're going to have a great time, so if you're in Denver, come on out August 6th. Friday night, we'll have a great time at Church in the City. And on Monday, we'll interview Greg Jackson, best-selling conservative author. Greg attends Church in the City, and we'll be giving you all the details. Now, a good friend of mine, a friend of this show, a friend of yours, if you're a listener, Stu Epperson, whose radio program on the East Coast airs in about a dozen cities. Stu Epperson has interviewed an independent filmmaker who is producing a movie called Discover Matt Ryan. Discover Matt Ryan. Well, I discovered the film producer, Corey Paul, through my friendship with Stu Epperson, and Corey was in Charlotte at the Operation Save America event. He networked with Cal Zastro and the pro-life leaders there. And what an honor now to invite Corey Paul to Bob Enyart Live. Corey, it's great to have you on the show.
It's great to be invited on the show. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, an independent filmmaker, that sounds like a lot of fun. A dear friend of mine has just finished making a movie, and they got the trailers out, and now he's marketing his movie. Your movie is at the beginning of the process. Could you share the idea of the movie first? Because I got to tell you, Corey, it's a stunning plot for a movie. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I would love to share it. It's, working title is Discover Matt Ryan. The tagline is Life Changes Everything. The story begins in a very tense scene, 1974, where Madeline Ryan is 19 years old, 12 weeks pregnant, is confused. Her boyfriend, Eric, is 23, is getting ready to start grad school. And we find we've come into this tense scene where he's just making a statement, having a baby will change everything. We're not ready for this. And the doctor enters the room, and we realize that they're in a clinic, and he begins to run through the procedure.
So they're in an abortion clinic?
Correct.
Wow.
The doctor starts running through the procedure, and noticing the familiar tension in the room, he turns to Madeline and makes it clear that it's her choice moving forward. And the room is silent. All we hear is a heartbeat, and it fades to black. The heartbeat turns to a baby's cry, and we fade in 6 months later, Madeline Ryan giving birth to a healthy baby boy. Hmm. And essentially we see the life of Matt Ryan. From this moment is the movie shoots off as we follow the life of Matt Ryan. Essentially all about, you know, who he is, what he becomes, and very, very much a story about Matt Ryan, his character, what he becomes is a cancer research doctor who is on the verge of a major medical breakthrough when he discovers that his trial patient is his father that he never knew.
Mm.
Kind of brings that life choice full circle. It kind of brings the issues between father and son out to the forefront, something that, just from my own personal experience, something in there, it's really, what we want to show play out on screen is the forgiveness and the redemption between father and son, along with the obviously the need for a cure.
And Corey, after finish telling the plot of the movie that you're producing, then I'd like to get to your personal reasons about, you know, what has moved you in your life in this direction, because there's a resurgence across America of Christians realizing that God wants us to stand up for our neighbor, especially our innocent neighbors, these kids who are being brutally killed by abortionists at Planned Parenthood abortion clinics and elsewhere. So we're in the story still. We're in the plot of the movie, Discover Matt Ryan. And by the way, you've got a beautiful website, discovermattryan.com. Basically, the movie is following the life of Matt Ryan, and you deal with the real-life parallels of the family relationships that could be so difficult but so rewarding when they go right.
Exactly. And really, it kind of brings it back to, I'll go ahead and finish the, you know, sharing the rest of the story, and then we can get into that between the family aspect. So essentially, in the end, you know, Matt Ryan has find forgiveness for his father through coming to the very real experience of knowing his heavenly father. This changes everything for a character of Matt Ryan. You know, prepares him for forgiving his father, his earthly father. And we see this play out on screen along with that. You know, Matt Ryan finds a cure to cancer. This amazing thing occurs, this gift, and it comes through Matt Ryan. And
so it's part of the story, this movie, Discover Matt Ryan. The central character ends up being a key figure in all of human history because of the gift that he can give to humanity because of his discovery.
Exactly.
Wow. Someday, something like this may happen. I mean, this is potentially around the corner, potentially.
Most definitely.
Corey, let me give you an example. News out this week, for example, about tooth decay and fillings.
Mm-hmm.
It's believed that with a recent discovery, dentists will not have to give fillings to patients any longer because now they've produced a gel with a substance from our bodies, a normal, typical substance that encourages bone growth, and they put this gel on a tooth where there's a cavity, and the tooth regrows so that the cavity is gone. The tooth repairs itself, and that's just so astounding, and it's just amazing that on the station we're on in Denver, Colorado, 50,000 watt AM 670 station, we're followed by a really great nutrition program. But one of the things that was just stated on that show is your teeth is the only part of the human body that can't repair itself are your teeth. And it turns out now we're going to be able to do that as soon as this new technology becomes available to the public. So your idea that someone is going to be able to discover a cure for cancer is not in the realm of science fiction. It's in the realm of real possibility.
Exactly. It's coming back to the value is in life. The value is in what we bring to the table, that God using us uniquely with our gifts. It's coming back to George Washington, who was very crucial to our independence, to the birthing of our country. And this comes back to, you know, individual people that are required in God's plan, bringing it back to the life issue.
Because people make such a difference. Individuals, you go through God's Word, the Bible, and the stories of the Bible center around individuals. Corey, do you mind me asking how old you are? Is that all right or no?
No, that's fine. Actually, I'll be 30 this Sunday.
30, all right. And I'm in my 50s, so you're just a little bit younger than me. But you may know this or not, but historians go back and forth between trying to figure out if history turns on individuals and personalities or if it's simply the force of collective events that determine the course of history. And many historians are concluding that it is individuals, the power of the force of the individual, that affects history. The same is true in science, with men like Copernicus and Isaac Newton and Albert Einstein. So certainly in this area, you're talking about real-life human possibilities in Discover Matt Ryan.
Correct. The themes throughout the film is every life is a gift. In the end, the thing that grabs you in the film, the moment in there, is in the end when we realize that Matt Ryan has, you know, we discover with him that he's found a cure to cancer and has changed the world forever. The film fast rewinds, and we go back to the beginning where we started in 1974, back to that tense scene where Eric has just made the statement, having a baby will change everything, we're not ready for this. And the doctor enters the room and begins to run through the procedure, turns to Madeline, makes it clear it's her choice moving forward, and the room again is silent. All we hear is a heartbeat.
Mm.
The first time Madeline never answered, we just faded to black. This time she looks up to Eric, and the look on his face says it all, we already discussed this, let's just move past it. And she says yes to the abortion, and the heartbeat flatline.
Wow.
We have a black screen, and the credits roll.
Wow. So this life that we saw, that we celebrated, is snuffed out. It never actually happened. Matt Ryan was killed at the youngest of ages.
Yes. One choice changed everything. It's meant to be thought-provoking, something that our whole sole purpose throughout the whole project is to challenge our culture to rethink the issue of abortion.
Hmm.
We really believe that we're giving a voice to one of 50 million unborn through the power of filmmaking. We're showing what could have been. I find it so interesting that also often the choice is made during, it's always about circumstances, a current circumstance, which we know is forever changing. Circumstances are forever changing. And it's this idea that, you know, we see this tense scene and we see, you know, Eric at the age of 23 who, you know, just the statement, having a baby will change everything. We're not ready for this. How it's so short-sighted. How given the gift of life, there's possibilities. It's this element that God can take what we think is a mess and make a beautiful picture from it.
Mm-hmm.
And this interaction that plays out on screen, and you see what would have been, what would have become, what God, you know, meant with this beautiful gift that was Matt Ryan.
Wow. So when you first described the movie to me, and I encourage people to go to the website, there's different ways that folks can help make this movie become a reality. It's well on its way toward that goal, but one of the ways is getting a t-shirt, finding out about it, telling your friends about the movie, joining your Facebook page. But when you first told me the story, a chill went down my spine. It's so powerful to get to know a person and then find out that that person was killed by an abortionist. And so what could have been has not been. A great, great tragedy. And you said the movie rewinds, and I enjoyed that too. My audience, I think, will recall this of the Snowflake kids. One of the Snowflake moms and her daughter, Maria Lancaster, and her daughter, Alicia, come to Colorado. They've been in the studio. They've promoted personhood. And there's a video on YouTube, just search for Maria Lancaster's name, and the video is called Rewind. And here is this gorgeous footage taken by the director of Personhood Colorado, and this footage of Maria, the snowflake mom, and her snowflake daughter adopted as a frozen embryo, as a couple cell, so tiny you can't even see this little girl. She was frozen for 4 years. Then she was Federal Expressed from North Carolina to Seattle, and she was adopted and planted in her adopted mom's womb. And now, I forget her age, maybe she's 6 years old. And Corey, we don't know whether she's 6 or 10, because she's really 10, you know?
Yeah.
But that video is called Rewind, and in that video, you see her playing at a playground, and it just rewinds. And mom is talking about all of our lives. If we rewind our lives, we go back to that first single-celled existence, that first moment when we were who we are.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. So what drives you to be concerned about these kids being killed by abortionists?
The whole project, Matt Ryan, Discover Matt Ryan, has come from my personal story. 30 years ago, a Baptist minister influenced my mother, stood by her in her choice to choose life. And it made all the difference. It was just this thought of how one choice could have changed everything, that I wouldn't be here. There would be nothing really to represent that I was. My mother had shared that with me when I was 16. She also shared that she had, she had gone through with an abortion before me. And so it was a very real chance that I was going to be in that position. And so just that concept kept coming up. And about 8 years ago is when I could just visually see the beginning and the ending. I had no idea who the character was going to be, but I just knew it was somebody that was destined to do something great. Mm. And just this thought of how one choice would change all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And really the last 8 years of developing the storyline and writing the script, that it's really has come from that. Discover Matt Ryan. I've been discovering the character of Matt Ryan for quite some time. And what I find most interesting is what makes him do what he does. Those details, not necessarily what, the outcome is in the end. As great as that is, it's just the details of his life that makes him, down that journey, that path, that sends him in that direction. And I really believe that's that way in all of our lives. We're in the place that we're at, that God has birthed us. And it's really, bringing the idea of life, and that's something we're doing in the script and the project, is bringing the idea of life back to the source, that the Creator, a heavenly Creator, created life. He's the source behind it, the original thought for life.
That's what our Colorado Amendment 62 personhood campaign is all about. Ambassador Alan Keyes was here on Monday at the Capitol at a press conference, and he pointed out that each one of us is an expression of the will of God, that God made man in his image, in his likeness, and gave us the ability to procreate, which is a great honor. And what an assault against God, our Creator, and the dignity of the human being for abortionists like Planned Parenthood to kill these children. And so your effort, Corey, your effort to me seems like a part of this nationwide resurgence of energy and vision that we are going to win this fight and end child killing in our nation. And so I'm thrilled to find out about your movie. And again, we're talking to independent filmmaker Corey Paul. Now, Corey, my friend, just I mentioned earlier when the show started, has produced a movie, and I had the honor of being on the set back in Michigan, being out in Hollywood on a couple trips during the editing and the ADR, the audio work, actors dubbing in their lines after in post-production. The composer scored the movie, and now the trailer's done, and it's being marketed. That whole process, that watching it from beginning to end, it cost a fortune. That was a $5 million project that's been spent, and that's not a big-budget movie. But it's a really beautiful, it's a gorgeous movie. That's a lot of movie, but I know in your neck of the woods, the Christian community out where you live, they've developed the ability to produce movies at a fraction of the cost of what you can do in Hollywood.
There's a huge opportunity out here for us to get this film made and get it done in a fashion that would be a fraction of the cost.
Because there's talent out there, right? There's a body. There's a body of talent, professionals, and the tools that technology is making available to folks of very meager means, professional tools like they use in a Hollywood studio, only you've got 15-year-olds now making movies in their bedrooms.
Exactly. Actually, our co-producer, Shane McMullen, worked with the Kendricks brothers on Fireproof. He also was with them on Courageous, which they just finished, just wrapped filming. And Fireproof, they made for $500,000 budget.
So they made Fireproof for $500,000. Now, I saw Fireproof. It was extremely moving. I had the honor of interviewing the wife in that movie. Erin Bethea is the actress who played opposite of the fireman in the movie. Of course, he was played by Kirk Cameron. And that movie, it did $10 million in its first 4 months. And you said they made it for $500,000. And that movie touched the lives of millions of people. It was so powerful. So your co-producer was involved with Fireproof, and you're saying another movie now that I haven't heard about, Courageous.
Courageous is their fourth project. They just wrapped filming it several weeks ago.
Mm. They did Facing the Giants, which was great. We showed that at a Christian school that our kids have been going to. We homeschool our family. We have 7 boys. 4 of them are grown. But we've had our kids on and off attend, mostly first, second grade, a Christian school, Maranatha Christian Center. And the school showed the movie Facing the Giants, and it was a significant impact on the moral and spiritual climate of the students at the school. It was just such a blessing to see that all happen. So, yeah, what are these movies? Facing the Giants and Fireproof, and now Courageous, and there's been another one?
Well, Courageous, they just wrapped on, so they're... I believe they're looking at a September, October release date for Courageous. That's their fourth project.
That's great.
And we've had the opportunity through Shane while they were filming. He was able to share Discover Matt Ryan with their director of photography and the crew that was the same crew making Fireproof, Facing the Giants, and now Courageous. And so they're very interested. And that's what we're looking to do is to bring in these folks that know what they're doing. They've worked on projects in the past together, have been successful in it. And our vision for the project, is to create a film that's worthy of a national theatrical release for maximum impact.
Well, Corey Paul, we're almost out of time. We just have another couple minutes left. I'd like to, if it's all right with you, I'd like to send you a couple DVDs and a little bit of literature we have. We here at Bob and Yurt Live, we've been in the abortion battle for 20 years, and we've observed how it's gone. And with your movie coming out when it may, if God is blessing through to production and this movie becomes a reality, could play a significant role in the battle to end legalized child killing in America. And if you remember the whole partial birth abortion battle. Do you remember that? The ban was upheld by the Supreme Court a few years ago.
I remember that.
April 2007. And Dr. Dobson rightly wrote, he said, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. He wrote that in his monthly newsletter. And he was right because the abortionists simply use a different method. And the other methods are more painful, actually, to the baby than partial birth abortion. So $250 million was raised, and 15 years were put into an effort that, according to Dr. Dobson, we're so thankful he wrote, that It did not save a single human life. So we as Christians, we got to be more wise in the message, in the strategy that we're promoting. And I'm praying that your movie could be part of that renewed vision to win this war, to end it.
That's what we're really hoping. It's that it's something that God will use in a big way to move people in their hearts, to really challenge them to rethink the issue, because it really begins in our thought process. If we can't get past the words that we've been told, the issues that have been driven about pro-choice and the need for that, and not get to the real issue, not valuing life in the source that life comes from, our Creator, our Father.
Yeah, we've been told that it's the woman's body, and the Colorado's Amendment 62 talking points, which are online, they say it's the woman's body. How can that be? Because half the time, the fetus is a boy, and always the mother's female, and her son's Y chromosome cannot be part of mom, so he's a genetically distinct individual. And whether it's a boy or a baby girl, the baby is not the woman's body, but has his or her own body within mom. So these things that we're told, so often they're so superficial and so obviously false. So, Corey, what can people do? I mentioned they can get a T-shirt, right?
Definitely. It's really, if they would go online, read the story, share it with their friends, definitely pray for us, keep us in your prayers, that God's perfect will would be done. This whole project was begun by the Spirit, and we have been praying that every step of the way we would be in step with God's working perfectly in line with Him, because that is the only way that it'll go forth and do what it's meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, moving by the Spirit, if after reading the story they feel like joining with us, they can get a T-shirt. That's a simple way. The I Heart Life shirts.
I Love Life T-shirts, which are just beautiful. And people could join your Facebook page. We're out of time. There's the music. It's Corey Paul. The website is Discover Matt Ryan, and that's the movie, too. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. And our website is KGOV.com.